Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program over News Talk 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is a very interesting fellow named Tom Wright. He is the Business Development Director for Bedford Reinforced Plastics. And as I said to Tom before we started our conversation this morning, the only thing I know about your company is that you make plastic things that look like steel girders. So, Tom, take it away. Where do I start? How did this company start? And is that true? Do you really make plastic things that look like steel girders?
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure being here. Let me give you a little brief. This is our 52nd year for being in business. And we, Bedford Reinforced Plastics, is a custom and standard structural pultrusion company. And pultrusion is the name of the process that we use to actually pull impregnated glass through a steel die that is electrically heated, and it's saturated with different types of resins. And the resins react with the heat of the die, and it creates the finished part. So, for example, if we need to make today, a 6x6x3/8 thick composite WF beam, we set that die up on one of our lines. We set up all the glass through, and we start the process up, and we're then making literally a composite beam that's 6 inches by 6 inches by 3/8 inch thick. So. The pultrusion is pulling reinforcement through the die as opposed to aluminum or vinyl. You extrude it, meaning there's a device that has a giant screw in it that screws or pushes the material through a die. And that's the difference between pultrusion, we pull it, versus extrusion where it's pushed.
Is there a strength reason for that?
Yes, there is, because in the composites, it's not necessarily plastic. So even though our company name is Bedford Reinforced Plastics, what we're dealing with is FRP composite. FRP is fiberglass reinforced polymers.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So we use long strands of glass, hence the word pulling or pultrusion. We're using the strands of glass and rolls of glass and to manufacture the beams or the square tubes or whatever the shape that we're pulling at that point in time. So the company was started by the Stahl family. Actually, the original was Melvin Stahl. He came to Bedford back, obviously he's from Bedford, he was in the service, and he met his wife over in Germany. And they ended up coming back here to Bedford, and they were big into farming. And, came a point in their lives where they wanted to do something different. And actually, Melvin hooked up with the original owner of Creative Pultrusions.
That's pretty darn different from farming.
Exactly. It was a big, major life-changing experience. And Bob Sweet at the time was kind of starting Creative Pultrusions. And they somehow, I'm not exactly sure how Bob and Mel, became friends, but, they partnered up or teamed up.
Right.
And, and then there was another gentleman named Nick Ratcher. You might know that name from Bedford. He had a gun store. He sold weapons and ammunition and stuff out on the County Home Road.
So this is really interesting. You have three or four people that are completely disassembled for this whole business.
Yes.
I mean, talking about farmers and guys that ran gun stores.
Yeah.
And out of it, you get this enormous company. Wow. I went to your building this morning by accident to find you, and I thought I was going to need a car to go around that. But I mean, it's enormous.
It is. We'll catch up on that in a minute. But So they all got together and essentially Creative Pultrusions was formed and producing material. And about a year and a half into the relationship, you know, things, as sometimes they do, go south.
Right.
And Mel Stahl and Nick Ratcher decided that they wanted to go do something else. So Mel was very into the farming. Fencing is part of agriculture.
Sure.
So they said, you know, hey, we know what we're doing here. Let's start our own company. And that's how our Bedford Reinforced got started.
All the guys I know that put up fences are millionaires. I mean, well, fencing's where it's at, man. Oh,
yes.
Man.
So then there was more people came into the fold, if you will, and the company, got started, and it branched out from the ag side into many other markets. And I came on board. This is my 35th year here at BRP. And when I started January of 91, okay, and there were 37 people here, and we did about less than $3 million a year in revenue.
Right.
And now in 2026, we have, well, let's go back to the end because we're in the new year. So 2025, we have about 210 people plus minus every day. And we're in the mid $60 million range in terms of revenue. So yeah, the business has just changed, and we're into a whole variety of different markets. You know,
one of the things I want to learn from you, because this is a big thing with Betty Slayton and now Jen Marsh. Manufacturing is where it's at, and we've heard about how manufacturing has left this country and they're not coming back. And you know, we don't really think that's true, but that's what's happening. So here you are. You had this fabulous manufacturing outfit not 2 miles from my house, and you're making things and selling them all over the world. So what is it that makes manufacturing so attractive? I mean, you've got all these skilled people working here, and it's just a sight to behold.
Well, it's, you know, that's a tough question. There's many answers to that question. You know, first, the reason why a lot of the manufacturing left the U.S., you know, many years ago was because the Chinese and now India, we let those folks learn what we do, and they knocked it off. And because they only pay their people a fraction, it's very easy for them to produce the same or similar in nature products and bring them back into the U.S. And unfortunately, the U.S. End users are all focused on price, so cheap price versus U.S. price. So now, for example, the current administration is utilizing the tariffs. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are 100% supportive of the tariff program, and that's kind of a double-edged sword for us because we still import material from India and China, our grading products, but the tariffs help us produce the pultrusions because the Indian and the Chinese material is more expensive.
It's easy you could explain that because a lot of people look at this tariff thing.
And they don't understand it.
And they think it's all bad. You're just going to make the prices go up. And I don't think they understand that. As the president says, they have been ripping us off for a long time because we pay a certain tariff and then they get it for nothing. You know? So what kind of deal is this? It's like giving someone a free car.
I'm very fortunate here at BRP. I've traveled, you know, all over the world. I've been to China over a dozen times, and I've been in India now at least three times. And to give you some perspective, when the Indian pultrusion manufacturers in India, they pay their people $15 a day.
Yeah.
Okay. We pay our people $20 per hour in proportion.
Right.
You know, so you can very quickly see that the material costs more because people here in the U.S., they want to make money. They want to be successful. They want to, you know, take care of their families versus the people or the companies in the foreign companies. I mean, the people that own the businesses are the ones that make money. The employees just barely survive.
We are speaking with Tom Wright, Business Development Director of Bedford Reinforced Plastics, and we're learning about the manufacturing world today as it is, and specifically the manufacturing world here in Bedford County. Tom, this whole thing is fascinating to me because my family for over 100 years owned a tool manufacturing company in Philadelphia. And we watched that fade into the sunset in the 1970s for the reasons you're talking about. It all went overseas. And it never came back. It was a real shame because they were an old company that made hand tools, and it was a very well-respected company. But it happened to a lot of places, not just that one. So it's really good to see something like this still thriving here in Bedford County.
Yeah, and we certainly thank you for that, you know, the way you described that. And we're very supportive. I mean, we are on board with manufacturing in the U.S. We have a whole bunch of projects of new things that we're working on. We'll be introducing throughout this year, 2026, that we currently bring products similar in nature in from China and in from India that we're altering the designs to where we can manufacture them further here in Bedford. And we have no plans on leaving Bedford, you know. You know, you can't predict how everything's going to go, but, you know, certainly we have no plans in leaving. We plan on expanding as, you know, as the years go by. So we're doing our part, we believe, to create more jobs. For example, the pultrusion process uses steel machine dies, okay, that we had made forever and ever up in Altoona, PA. Well, another company bought the machining company, and now they're not so active on, you know, building the pultrusion tooling. So at mid last year, we made a commitment, and we actually now have purchased a large CNC surface grinder, and we have two very large CNC milling machines. So this year, our goal is we'll be able to do our own tool making. We'll be bringing that back in. And that's going to create new jobs here within our own company.
Forgive me, but I need a manufacturing glossary. What is a CNC?
CNC is computer. I use AI every day.
Oh, great.
I love it.
He's an AI guy. Okay.
It's computer.
You don't get this anywhere else. We have research happening actually in real time here.
Computer pneumatic controlled.
So the N is real. Okay, so
yes.
The computer. Okay, so we learned something. Computer pneumatic control. Okay, got it.
There's a definition of CNC.
We're going to take a little break now, but when we come back, we're going to learn about what they do in this enormous space right above the hill from where we are right now. We're speaking with Tom Wright at the Bedford Reinforced Plastics. He is their business development director, and we'll learn all about it when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Michael Meehan, the new mayor of Bedford, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks. Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM, WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned with Tom Wright, Business Development Director for the Bedford Reinforced Plastics. My name is Lloyd Roach, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks. Tom, you told us a wonderful background of the whole company scene here in Bedford County. I want to move up the hill, and I want you to tell me about this enormous facility behind me here. When did you build that building, and do you have any idea how many square feet that thing is?
I do, but before we go there, let me explain just one other thing. Our facility over in Cessna, on Reynoldsdale Road. That's where the pultrusions are actually made.
Oh, so that's right. You have two. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. It's good. Explain that.
So that's the pultrusion. We call that our north plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's where the pultrusions are made. And then what Lloyd just asked me is where the building, which used to be the Cannondale building. We didn't build the building. Cannondale bought it. When Cannondale expanded and wanted to get into motorcycles and ATVs back probably 20 years ago now. I don't know the exact time frame. Their engine program failed miserably, and that's actually what broke up Cannondale.
Should have stuck the bikes, huh?
It should have stuck the bikes, yeah. So the building sat vacant for a while. It's that facility is 105,000 square feet. The facility over in Cessna is about 85,000 square feet. So the building was empty for, you know, a year or so, and then actually Kennametal, a big mining company here in Bedford, they were renting half of the building for a warehouse and for, you know, inventory purposes. And we were growing and expanding and expanding our fabrication over at our the Cessna facility, our North facility. And we talked to Betty and the people here at BCDA, and we ended up purchasing the building. So the first year we bought it, Kennametal was still in, and then we finally made the commitment. I think a year or two later, we said, hey, guys, you got to go. We're moving in. And what we do up there is we take the pultrusions from the North facility. They're inventoried up there, number one. We do all the fabrication up there. Fabrication means we drill holes, we cut slots, we do miter cutting.
Right.
Anything that our customers want us to do as a secondary operation is done in that facility. We also have our packaging and our shipping is all done out of that facility. So it's there's out of the 200 people that work here, it's split. There's probably 45, 50-ish people, you know, up there. So there's a lot going on up in that facility as well.
One of the things that really interests me about all of this is that it appears that you can take something, going back to my steel beam analogy, you can take a shape like that and shape it like you would a piece of wood, except it's very strong. Is that correct?
Yes.
So those are things that you can do. How strong are these things? I mean,
pound for pound, we're as strong as steel.
Really?
The difference is, here's the engineering element of it. When you typically you measure the strength in what's called E modulus, which is the stiffness of the profile. The problem comes in aluminum has a 10 million E modulus, steel has a 30 million E modulus, the composite material has a 3 million E modulus, but we're a tenth the weight of steel. So what we do is we alter the design of whatever with a larger or deeper section that we can overcome the difference in the strength.
Right.
Okay, so the second part of that is our Achilles heel, if you will, is longer lengths, meaning longer spans. We have to be careful that we can only typically go up to a 20-foot max span where you then introduce a column, for example, and create a mid-span scenario.
Yep.
So, but literally, pound for pound, we're as strong as steel.
So, like the support stanchions you might have in a cellar in your house, where you have a run going over the ceiling.
You can put
a couple of stanchions in there, and you're good to go. I
mean,
as long as you've got somebody to support that.
You have to add additional columns.
So it's that lateral thing. Well, that's fascinating. So what are some of the other products you make? I know you make other things. So what else do you do?
Well, we participate in multiple markets. So, for example, our safety market is where our company, Osco Safety, comes into play. Mm-hmm. We've developed what we call our Ready Series product line, which is a pre-engineered line that's already produced, and it's in kits. And it's for immediate shipment. We inventory it. So if somebody needs a platform or somebody needs a ladder or somebody needs handrail systems, we have it in stock in kits. We can ship it typically the next day or within two, three business days.
No you can problem. Make a ladder?
We inventory all kinds of ladders. So what I mean by that is if you think of the safety, think of when you go into any facility or any public place or any hospital or university where you have electrical panels or you have areas that you don't want people to get into, we can supply you handrail systems that act as barricades or keeps people away from areas that you don't want them to be. Okay, in large warehouses like Walmart, for example, or Target, for example, or Amazon, for example, they have long conveyor systems that move packages quickly. Okay, the problem now is these things are so long, how do you get over them in the event there's a problem? So our platforms are used as crossovers. Hmm. So you can have a 100-foot assembly platform or a 100-foot platform, rather, that moves boxes. You know, at the midpoint, you can put a composite crossover where if you have an employee on the other side of it that gets into a problem, you can get to him very quickly.
I'll tell you an example of an issue where I've used these kinds of ladders. AM radio stations. AM radio stations use a tower.
Yep.
But unlike a tower in most cases, the tower itself is the antenna. That's actually on the air. So the only way you can get to that antenna is either jump on the tower because it's on. Because once you're on it and you're not attached to the ground, you're okay. But using a plastic or reinforced plastic ladder to get up there is very good because you can climb right up there because it's insulated.
But it's also RF transparent.
Yeah, there's no RF transparent. So you can get on that thing. And every rigger in the world's got those ladders just for that reason.
One of the other big markets that we're into is the concealment market, where everybody has a cell phone. So everybody wants to have cell towers everywhere. Okay, so the companies
Well, the companies
up.
Do.
Well, they put them up. Why do they do that?
Because the neighbors don't, but the companies
they generate income. Okay, so now the neighborhood says, "Hey, they're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you conceal them?"
Right.
Well, the concealment companies now use our product because it's RF transparent.
Because they make these big fat flagpoles and things.
They do. Yeah,
right.
They make like fake trees.
Right.
They make awnings. It's church steeples.
So that's your stuff up
all
there.
That stuff that's is interesting. All made out of
Because I've seen those on the turnpike where you see a pine tree, it's too high, and the pine tree is higher than all the other pine trees, and you look at the damn thing, and it's a cell tower.
That's made out of composite because of the fact that there's very little or very limited loss in the transmission of whatever the tower's for.
Our very knowledgeable guest is Tom Wright. He's from the Bedford Reinforced Plastics, and we're talking to him today on Bedford County Speaks. And I want to thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, Bedford County Speaks is brought to you by BCDA, the Business Development Council here in Bedford County. The BCDA has been around forever, 30-plus years. The former president, Betty Slayton, retired a few years ago. It's now taken over by Jen Marsh, who's doing a great job. Let me ask you something real quick about BCDA. Does BCDA really help a company like this?
They do. Yeah, we work with Jen and Betty before Betty retired. I mean, they're very, very close to us. I mean, we own the building now, so they actually pay us rent. they pay
the Simon Legree, the landlord.
they pay the stalls, one of the stalls companies rent. But yeah, they help us. There was a potential new customer here yesterday, as an example. We're looking at temporary structures for disasters.
Yeah.
And Jen put a meeting together that I was involved with. They were here yesterday, and we're going to build a proof of concept unit later in mid-April. Hmm. So she has something going on all the time. We work very closely with them. They help us. They've helped us with loans. They've, over the years, they've helped us with connections from both other companies. We're part of the round table that she does periodically, which is great. We all get together as manufacturers and we throw out ideas and stuff. She's good on the political side. They bring the political people in. From that regard. So, yeah, we love.
I've never seen like it. I've seen commerce departments all over the state. There's nothing like this one. This one's like a real fun place.
Yes. Jen's a hustler. She's a.
It's great.
A great person.
Well, I didn't mean to get off the subject, but it's really it's good for you to tell me that because it's really helpful.
The other thing I wanted to mention is, is not only OSCO from our safety side, but during COVID, nobody wanted to work, and nobody wanted from the logistical side. We couldn't get any trucks.
Yeah.
So we have a motto here: we refuse to lose. I mean, we do not accept the word no, and we figure it out. So we started our own trucking company.
What's it called?
Reinforced Logistics, and they have their own assets, and we also have a broker's license. So not only does Reinforced Logistics haul product for BRP and for OSCO, they're now bringing raw materials that we buy in from our raw material chain. They're delivering them here internally, and they're now going out and working with other local companies. Like they haul Coral Contractors, the building company.
Johnny, I was going to ask you if they haul for other people.
Yeah, they haul a lot of material for corals. Right up the road here is Captive Air. They do a huge amount of business with Captive Air.
Good for you.
So it's
tremendous.
We have a huge spider web.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So. Well, this is much bigger than I thought. So it isn't just reinforced plastic girders. It's a little bit more than that.
No, it isn't. We also have a 3D printing company. We're the largest, I believe we're still the largest 3D printer in the Commonwealth.
How big is 3D printing? I don't mean big as a business, but I mean how big a thing can you make with a 3D printer?
In our case, we make actually somewhat smaller connectors, but you can 3D print a home. You can literally put a slab in and bring the equipment in and 3D print a several thousand square foot.
I mean, we're in your conference room, and I'm looking at a rather enormous conference table here. Could you 3D print that?
We couldn't, but there are printers enough that you could. Yeah. Ours are relatively small, but we have 140 of them.
Right.
So we do a lot. In fact, we don't have enough electricity in the building yet to run them all. So that's one of our projects is adding additional electricity.
Well, REC is your brand new neighbor. You talk to these guys.
We're in Bedford Town.
They told me it's not their system. I thought that was wild. I talked to Brooks about that, and I said, how could you place a building inside a place you don't serve? So that's just the way it is.
They got a good deal.
That's good. A good deal. And they got it from Jen. So that's great. Yep. Tom Wright is our guest. He's the business development director of the Reinforced Plastic Company here in Bedford County and two locations. I didn't know that. And a trucking company and a safety company. And what other kind of outfits do you run here?
Well, that's pretty much it, for now. I mean, we have a lot of things in the works for this year, which, hopefully there'll be announcements later. We're, like I said, our motto is we refuse to lose. And, we accept the fact that we can't compete pricing-wise with the Chinese and India. So we just are constantly looking at new things to do.
I got one final question. I spent some time with the recruiting people the other day, and everybody's looking for people. Are you looking for people?
Yes.
And what kind of people are you looking for?
Well, that's a great question. Anywhere from a general laborer, in our case, would be a pultrusion machine operator, to QC people, IT people. We constantly are looking at expanding our IT. And on my side, we would like to at least one, if not two, more structural civil engineers.
Right.
So it's a wide range.
Do you have a sales force?
Absolutely. We do. We have between the OSCO sales force, the BRP sales force, and the Reinforced Logistics sales force is probably 20 people, 20 plus.
That's significant. And we
have people located all over the country.
What I learned from the people at CareerLink is that even laborers today are trained. You have – these aren't people with shovels in their hand. We're talking about a guy to operate a machine.
Yes.
So he's got – or she has to have some training or some level of training to be able to do that.
I mentioned to you that we're expanding our machining portion of our business, and we took six of our internal people – and we sent them down to a college down in Winchester, Virginia.
Hmm.
I think it was Virginia, down Interstate 70. And they were down there 2 days a week for like 6 weeks gathering training to be able to run this new grinding machine. So, it can be highly technical training or it can be just general labor. So we have a whole spectrum.
Tom, it's been fascinating to talk to you. I'm out of time, but I really appreciate very much your coming here today and talking to me to see your big conference table and your beautiful office here. Now I know that you're the landlord. I'll treat you with more respect when I'm at BCDA. But great. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, it's
appreciate
my pleasure.
It. We want to thank our guest, Tom Wright from Bedford Reinforced Plastics. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.